Let's go now to the Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse. Yesterday, we heard on the program that the Catholic Church is no longer using a legal tactic known as the Ellis Defence to stop victims of sexual assault by the Catholic clergy from suing the church. This legal defence is based on a 2007 decision by the New South Wales Court of Appeal, which found that the church could not be sued for compensation because it was not a legal entity. This decision ended a lengthy battle for Sydney lawyer John Ellis, who was sexually abused by a priest back in the 1970s. The court also found that victims cannot sue a reigning bishop for something that happened on a previous bishop's watch. Yesterday, Francis Sullivan from the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council told us this defence to prevent sexual assault victims from suing the church would no longer be used.
That's the policy that's been passed, and Fran, people who are working for the church in legal positions need to provide the advice consistent with that policy. They've got to get with that program.
Yeah, but they're using it now, so what's going to happen? Will someone intervene?
Well, that's going to have to be a conversation the bishops have with each other now, Fran. It's their authority that they've got to now impose.
That's Francis Sullivan from the Catholic Church's Truth, Justice and Healing Council. Today, the Royal Commission into the Child Sex Abuse begins public hearings in the Victorian city of Ballarat. And as we heard yesterday, Ballarat has one of the worst records in Australia for the sexual assault of children by a Catholic priest. Lawyer Dr. Vivian Waller, who's worked with victims of sexual abuse at the hands of the Catholic clergy for more than 20 years now, will be at the commission today representing seven of her clients who will be giving evidence on the abuse they suffered. Vivian Waller says she also refutes the church's claim that it's no longer using the so-called Ellis defence. Vivian Waller joins us from Ballarat. Vivian, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Why do you say that the church is still using the Ellis defence? What proof do you have of this?
Well, in mid-2014, I wrote to Bishop Bird telling him that I acted on behalf of a number of clients who had been abused by Ridsdale, and seven of those have been through the criminal process and there are convictions against Ridsdale for sexual offences. And I asked him to provide a commitment that the Diocese of Ballarat would not use the Ellis defence in Ridsdale sexual assault cases. Now, he has not provided that commitment. So on Thursday of last week, I issued 10 cases against Bishop Mulkerns because Bishop Mulkerns was the bishop in charge of the Diocese of Ballarat at the time of some of the offending of Ridsdale. And whilst he was still alive, I had to issue proceedings as a protective measure because if he passed away, my clients would be facing the possibility of the church raising the Ellis defence.
Okay, so just for people listening, when Vivian talks about Ridsdale, it's Gerald Ridsdale, a Catholic church, I think one of the worst paedophile priests that have been revealed, and Gerald Ridsdale was operating in Ballarat during this time. So you've heard nothing back from Bishop Paul Bird, the Ballarat bishop, on the Ellis defence. What about Francis Sullivan saying there that the bishops have got to get with the program, that it's not to be used anymore? Do you trust that, even though you haven't heard back from the bishop, that that there is no intention to use the Ellis defence?
Well, I have heard back from the bishop's lawyers, but that did not include a promise that they would refrain from using the Ellis defence. But I've also written to the Salesians of Don Bosco, and I've also written to the head of the Christian Brothers asking for the same commitment that the Ellis defence will not be employed. And none of them have given that commitment.
Are you seeing any change in response from the Catholic Church in the last 6 to 12 months since the Royal Commission has been highlighting these issues?
Not in relation to the Ellis defence, but certainly we've resolved about 65 sexual abuse cases with the Christian Brothers in the last sort of 18 months to 2 years. So they're certainly coming to the table in terms of settlement conferences and resolving matters. But, you know, what's on everyone's mind is that if these matters could get to court, we suspect that the quantum of damages that could be recovered for victims would be greater.
That's the issue here, isn't it? Because if they get to court, the Ellis defence put a ceiling on them of $75,000, and in an open court without that, people would be, you'd think, going for a lot higher damages than that.
I don't know that there's a ceiling of 75,000 in alternative dispute resolution cases. Certainly, we've been achieving compensation above that for our clients in those 65 cases that we've settled with the Christian Brothers. But certainly, the thought is that you could, if you could get these cases to court, to a jury, and the full story comes out, then in appropriate cases, we think that compensation could be greater than that.
Vivian, let's go to the, as you told us, you are now suing Bishop Mulkerns, who was a former bishop of the Ballarat Diocese. What are you suing the bishop for? What's the charge? And what do you think, what sort of precedent?
Well, we're suing the bishop for breach of duty or for negligence, and it's a claim for compensation for those people who've been sexually assaulted by Ridsdale. And the allegation is that he was the bishop in charge, and the allegation is that he knew what he ought to have known, that Father Ridsdale was a risk to children, and that Father Ridsdale should have been taken out of circulation. And what we know so far, and we're hoping more information will come to light during the commission, is that the Diocese of Ballarat, under Bishop Mulkerns' watch, moved Father Ridsdale around from parish to parish, where we now know his offending continued unabated.
So what sort of damages would you be seeking?
Each one of those claims will be assessed on its individual basis in terms of the medical evidence about the impact of that offending on each of those individuals.
Okay, and this legal precedent, if you are successful in the court, what are the odds, do you think, of you being successful here in suing a bishop who was not actually the perpetrator?
Oh, no, he's not actually the perpetrator, but he was the bishop in control of the diocese at the time. And so that means that we're not expecting to encounter the Ellis defence. We've issued these matters protectively whilst the bishop is still alive and there is still somebody that we can sue. Those other issues do arise, Fran, as you rightly point out, about whether you can hold a bishop liable for the criminal acts of a priest, but we say that he was in charge. We'll also allege that Bishop Mulkerns had knowledge of the offending of Ridsdale and that he failed to take appropriate action to protect the children in his care in his diocese.
We're speaking with Victorian lawyer Dr. Vivian Waller. She's representing seven of the victims of Catholic paedophile priests at the before the Royal Commission hearings in Ballarat this week as well. We heard yesterday from Judy Courtens that of most concern to the victims of the paedophile priests is A, due compensation, damages to help them rebuild, but also an acknowledgement from the leadership of the church that they should have done something to intervene. Now, I guess you're dealing with both these things here. When it comes to those people you represent, they're going to be having a hard time in the next few weeks as they relive the horrors of the past. What is the key thing they want, Vivian?
Look, I think you've hit the nail on the head there. What a genuine process of justice, and very much hoping that the Royal Commission in its very forensic work will bring a lot of these things to light and onto the public record. So we're hopeful that what the Diocese of Ballarat knew at various times and what the Christian Brothers knew will come to light. But I think a key feature on top of those issues that Judy raised is really a desire to address the question of suicide and self-harm in Ballarat. Ballarat has been the epicentre of some very terrible abuse, and a lot of victims are no longer with us and their voice will not be heard today or during this Royal Commission because they've already taken their life. And there's not just a concentration of suicides, there's also a concentration of what appears to be premature death, you know, single vehicle motor accidents, early death perhaps related to substance abuse kinds of issues. And there's a great desire amongst the victim survivors to put proper supports in place so that there are no more suicides and premature deaths. So,
okay, Vivian, we've got to leave it there. The news is about to hit us. But thank you very much for joining us, and good luck for you and those you represent in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Fran.
Victorian lawyer Dr. Vivian Waller.